as your big winner last night at the Grammys, Adele. She took home the top prizes, man. She was more surprised than anybody that Beyonce didn't win the big prizes. She took home Album of the Year, she took home Record of the Year, and she took home Song of the Year, the big three. And the Album of the Year is for 25, and the Song and the Record of the Year were both for that song that you just heard, Hello. And, did you watch the Grammys? We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. What did you think of the show? What did you think of the performances? What did you think of the outcome? 312-981-7200. You can also text us at that number as well. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is in at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6. And so we're talking Grammys. Now, Esmeralda, how much of it did what did you actually get to see? You said you watched parts of it.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I saw Beyonce.
I didn't understand that.
I you're not supposed to.
At all.
It's not for you. I saw some country people singing. I didn't know who they were. Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And then I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't remember much else.
I watched the whole thing, and I thought Adele did a lovely job opening the show. She sang Hello and did a lovely job. And I just think Adele is just lovely in general. I think she's great. And yeah, and I thought her tribute to George Michael, some people didn't like it. I thought it was great. I thought it was beautiful. And I don't know if you heard about what happened, Esmeralda.
I saw that she had to restart.
Yeah.
And she swore.
Yeah, because like the same thing happened to her at the Grammys before. Like she sang way off key because she couldn't hear the accompaniment with her. And the same thing started, you know, when the song started, she was off key. There was just no question about it. She was off key. So she stopped it and then restarted it because she wanted to do a good job because it was in the memory of George Michael. And she chose one of my favorite George Michael songs, which is Fast Love. And they did a very Adele arrangement of it. Would you agree, Esmeralda, that the arrangement of that song was very much Adele?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's going to do to what her strength is.
Right, right. So, but I really thought it was great. It made me tear up. And, you know, I mean, obviously I'm a huge George Michael fan, and I thought it was great. I know a lot of people were like, that wasn't much of a tribute. I thought it was. You know, I thought it was. The tribute to Prince was also really great. Just to see the time back up there. Morris Day. Jerome looks exactly the same. Jerome looks exactly the same as he did in 1984. They didn't show enough Terry Thomas and Jerry Lewis and Huey Lewis. They didn't show enough Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, who, you know, who are legendary producers, but also started out in the time. They should have had at least two cameras on Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Just at all times?
Yeah. They're legends.
Little GoPros.
They're legends. So, and again, listen, here's the deal. When did Bruno Mars become like the coolest man on, or when did he become awesome? You know, when he first hit the scene, I thought he was okay. You know, I was like, all right, whatever. Past like 3 years, this guy's like the king. And he owned the Grammys last night. His performance of his own song, fantastic. And then the print when he did Let's Go Crazy. Who knew he could play guitar like that? Where did that come from? Like, what? Well, here's Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
Well, Nick, you just stole my thunder. Bruno Mars was incredible.
Oh, really? Again. Seriously, don't you think? I mean, what the hell?
I mean, that guy he's what, 30 years old or so? And he just slayed the Grammys just like he slayed the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Twice, you know?
Yeah.
And just a consummate showman. And you can tell how much fun he's having up there. But I was blown away, too. I could not believe his guitar playing.
I know.
But he did the Big Prince solo from Let's Go Crazy. And
yeah, he did the Prince solo. He did the Prince solo, and it was almost note for note. I was like, "What? Where did this come from? Where did Bruno Mars? What is happening?" I love the guy.
He just looks like he's having so much fun up there too.
He's so talented. Do you remember when he hosted SNL last year?
Yeah,
and he was also really funny. Like he did great character work. Like, you know, and I mean this is just you know, crazy how great.
He's just a consummate showman. They had a thing on 60 Minutes before the Grammys earlier, an old interview with him from about a year ago, and it showed about how as a child he was brought into show business by his parents into their act in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like little Elvis back then, even five, 6 years old. They had him dressed up like Elvis, and he was pouring it on then, even as a young kid.
Yeah.
Well, so you knew this kid was going places.
He's enormously talented, and he just rocked last night at the Emmys or at
definitely
the Grammys.
A welcome addition to the music world.
I agree.
And also one side note: I was thrilled to see David Bowie's final album won 5 Grammys.
It did, won 5 Grammys posthumously, and deservedly so. Thanks, it's a great record, a great record.
Very
okay,
cool night,
Tom. Thanks, man.
Cool. Thank you.
Take care. There you go, Bruno Mars, man. What happened? Oh. Hey, I can't. Oh, is it my headphones?
We can hear you.
Did your headphones die?
My headphones just. Am I? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep.
I can't hear me. Hold on. This. No, I can't hear me.
Oh boy.
See if I got a different pair of headphones because I got to be able to hear myself because I won't be able to hear Esmeralda. Let's see if these work.
I'll just yell really loud.
It happened as soon as I hung up the phone. It went out. No.
Is it better? Uh-ohs.
No.
This is no good.
All right.
I guess just keep talking, Nick.
I don't know what's going on, everybody. Hey, I can't hear you, Esmeralda. So, you know, how you doing?
I'll just yell very loud. You still can't hear me.
Nope.
Well, I think
nope.
Bruno Mars looks like he's wearing a tracksuit.
So this jack, I don't think this jack is working.
As they try to figure
headphones.
Out what's going on.
All right.
He's still.
is there one with a really long cord we can stick into another? Hey, Esmeralda, how you doing?
Pantomime.
You could just keep talking. I don't know what's going on right
all
now.
Because he can't hear me.
You want to go to weather and traffic early? Can we do that? You ready? Okay. Thumbs up. All right.
Weather and traffic.
All right. We are back, and everything seems to be okay.
You can hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was weird because I couldn't hear anything in the speakers in the studio either. Like, suddenly everything
went
out. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything. I was like, what? So I would have liked to have not been able to hear what we just heard. That would have been fine, in my opinion. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we had a little technical difficulty. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, everybody, for running around like lunatics. It's one of those deals where we had like a commercial break, and like if we had cameras on in here, you'd see people running around trying to fix stuff. And they fixed it. That's because we have the best engineers in the biz. So there we go. Don't know quite what happened, but we're back. Everything is good. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. And we're talking about the Grammys from last night. What did you think? 312-981-7200. Randy and Dixon said Bruno Mars stole the whole show. The tribute to the Bee Gees was a mess. Yes, it was.
By the way, you know why everything went out?
Why?
Because you talk smack about Beyonce.
I just don't get her at all. And that thing she did last night was ridiculous.
The Bayhive is going to come after you.
Yeah, I don't care. I just don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. And, you know, and with that thing last night that she did, I don't even know what the hell it was. It was really one of the most self-indulgent things I've ever seen. And I don't get it at all. Did you see the Bee Gees tribute?
I didn't. I was leaving just as I think that was starting, and all I could think of was, I know their names.
Yeah. You're very, after a few weeks of
it's Maurice and Barry.
Yeah. Barry and?
I don't know who the other guy is.
Why do we always forget the other guy? And it's Morris. It's spelled like Maurice.
Why do I keep thinking Maurice?
Well, it's spelled that way because that's the way it's spelled. But it's pronounced, they're Australian.
A couple weeks ago, I thought it was Fabrice. So,
was it? Hold on a second. It's Morris, Barry, and Sheppy.
The other guy.
Robin.
How can I forget Robin? I keep forgetting Robin.
No, V, I was trying to remember, and he goes, the Gibb brothers. It's just Gibb brothers. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that was pretty lame, the Bee Gees thing. And I just kept cutting to Barry Gibb, and I'm like, why doesn't he go up there and sing the damn songs? I'd rather hear him sing them. So, and then Randy and Dixon also says Beyonce's tribute to Woman was ruined by her breast exposure.
What?
Thing was,
because those have nothing to do with being a woman.
No. Yeah, it was that was just I. You know, I don't know. 708 area code. What did you think of Metallica and Lady Gaga? Hated it. Absolutely hated it. I can't stand Lady Gaga. I can't stand her.
Now Vic Vaughn's going to come after you.
Yeah,
for
Vic
going
Vaughn
after
is
his friend,
close personal friend that he drinks with at Mariano's. No, I just, you know, the Super Bowl thing I thought was lame. Her tribute to Bowie last year was an embarrassment. And this thing last night was so forced. It was so forced. Like, I didn't buy it for one bit. And I will say this. James Hetfield wasn't happy that his microphone was off for half the song. There were a lot of flubs on last night's show.
Were you ready to kick over your microphone jack a few minutes ago?
That's right, man. I was ready to throw my guitar down and kick over my microphone stand. Yeah, Esmeralda, for half of the song, if you didn't see it, for almost half of the song, the Metallica Lady Gaga train wreck, Hetfield's mic was off.
I always wonder about that, in the sense that if it's about half the song, how is no one running out there and giving him something?
That's exactly right.
Shoving him over to the other microphone.
He eventually went over to Lady Gaga's microphone because I guess he couldn't hear himself either. He just went through what I went through, and he eventually. I mean, I think he thought that like you just logically stated, Esmeralda, the biggest night in music seen by millions and millions of people on worldwide television, you'd think that they would get the mic back on ASAP.
Or they would just have one on standby.
Yeah.
Just plug one in and give it to him.
Right. And that's what I thought he thought. You know what I mean? Like, he's thinking to himself, well, this isn't going to last long because we're on the Grammys. And these people are supposed to be ultra-professional.
Also, V, I'm talking to him, and I told him that you're talking smack about Beyonce's performance, and he sent me a picture of that Simpsons article where it's Old Man Yells at Cloud.
The Old Man Yells at Cloud,
yes.
Yeah.
That's you.
I'm not an old man. I just have taste.
Uh-huh.
People were saying, oh, you know, because I posted it, I thought the Lady Gaga Metallica thing was terrible. And they're like, it's because you're old. No, I like Metallica. I happen to like really loud music. I'm not old. I just happen to have taste.
Sure.
And the Beyonce thing doesn't have anything to do with being old. It's not good. It was insanely pretentious. Ridiculous. I like what Mary Vanneveld tweeted, or not, you know, she posted on my Facebook, on one of the threads on my Facebook page, on my post. She said, does Beyonce think she's the only woman that's ever had a baby? and then she said she couldn't find a babysitter. What the hell's the kid's name? Blue Ivy?
Yes.
Yeah, she couldn't find a baby. Mary was concerned about Blue Ivy not having a babysitter.
Her dad was right there. She had a friend with her, too.
Yeah, I don't care. That just is not, you know, whether it's not for me or I'm too old, I don't care. If you think I'm too old, I'm actually not.
Uh-huh.
It's just not good. She's not that good. I would rather have the old stuff that she did.
I was going to say, I mean, even the old stuff you disagree with?
No.
I can understand Formation not being a lot of people's cup of tea.
What the hell did she? I don't even know what
she won for her best contemporary rap album. For
I saw that. I know, and she performed. Here's what she performed: Love Drought and Sandcastles. That's what I'm looking at. I wouldn't have known that. And then there was some spoken word crap that went on for like 5.5 minutes, and there were weird visual effects, and it was crap. I don't understand it. But no, I mean, hey, you know the if you like it, put a ring on it. That's fine. And that single ladies dancing, especially when Justin Timberlake and Bobby Moynihan and Andy Samberg were the backup dancers. That was fine. Hey, Destiny's Child. Okay, that's cute. What is what is what? I just don't. I don't. It's not. No. And now they're showing it on TV right now. They're showing her with her stupid crown on. It's so stupid. Let's see. 219 area code says, I just don't get why so many people think Beyonce is so great. She's just all right. There you go. My listener's speaking the truth this morning. 312 area code, Adele was awesome. But what was with all the political statements? Oh, well, it's an award show. Trump is president. So there were going to be statements. I don't know if you didn't think that there were. Speaking of statements, Esmeralda, did you see Tribe?
I only saw the beginning, like the Busta Rhymes bit, and then I wasn't able to, I didn't see the rest.
Oh, man. And they screwed up at the beginning. The sound was messed up at the beginning. They had to restart the song. It's like three times. But you got to watch it online, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I got to say, I only saw on Facebook that was the only thing that came up was what Busta Rhymes said.
No, I thought it was by far the best performance of the night. Not by far, because there were some good performers like Bruno Mars and The Time. Adele was great, but I thought the best performance of the night was Tribe. Like they rocked, they were amazing, amazing. So I thought they were great. I'm trying to think of my friend Scott Oaken, Esmeralda, that we've spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to bust three chairs during Hooters and Bryan Adams shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott was also sort of like, you know, Facebooking and tweeting as many people were while they were watching the Grammys. And when Ed Sheeran was on, I posted, I'm pretty sure that Ed Sheeran does not own a comb. I just posted that. And then 2 seconds later, I looked on my feed and Scott posted, I have one word for Ed Sheeran, comb. And then he texted me. He's like, did you see that we posted that like 2 seconds apart? I'm like, there's a reason why we've been friends for 30 years. We have the same stupid, stupid thoughts in our head. Let's see. 312 area code says, I wish Elton John had done the George Michael tribute. That would have been cool. But I thought Adele was, I thought it was beautiful. Bruno Mars seems like he's a fan of Prince, and the Bee Gees was good. I didn't think the Bee Gees was good. 630 area code. Fun fact, Bruno Mars was given the nickname by his dad as a baby because he looked like Bruno Sammartino. What? Bruno Sammartino? But for those of you who don't know Bruno Sammartino is a legendary wrestler. Hall of Famer. Peter said, I thought I was the only one who doesn't see what the hell all that Beyonce crap was about. And there you go. All right, we got a break. Is that what we're doing here? We're breaking? Oh, you know what? Did I forget to... I forgot to do the thing.
Oh, yeah. No, that was chaos. We'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got some live reads and stuff to do. And we skipped weather, didn't we? I don't even know what's...
We went early.
We went early. That's right. We went early. So we did weather. I didn't do the live reads because it was chaos.
You're not old at all.
Yeah, no. No, I'm not old. Not old at all.
Why don't we do the 10-second live read... Okay. 5-second commercial.
Got that.
We'll go.
All right. Sounds good.
Don't believe in sun, and I see dollar signs. Color white, dollar crime. Good God, the gift of freedom. Hosanna, Santa invoked and woke up slaves from South Bethlehem and Chatham, man. My dream girls behind me feel like I'm James Early. The type of worship make Jesus come back a day early. With the faith of a pumpkin seed.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here till 5 o'clock. My dad is going to call in and tell a joke because it's Monday, and it's a jokey time. We're talking about last night's Grammy broadcast. Did you watch the Grammys? What did you think of some of the performances, the winners, the losers? That was Chance the Rapper, who is awesome and gave a remarkable performance. Last night he was great, and he won 3 Grammys, including Best New Artist. And get a shout out to Chicago when he won his first Grammy. Nice shout out to his city, to the city of Chicago. Yeah, Chance the Rapper's great. He's really, really great. And he did a great job. And he's only 23, this guy. 23. God almighty. When I was 23, I was picking my nose in the cooler at Jewel. That's what I was doing. This guy is winning Grammys. So there you go. Did you see his performance at all?
I didn't.
He's great. It was great. He had like 75 people on stage with him and choirs and stuff. It was great. Hey, Dan, who was the girl? I always forget her name. She was on SNL earlier this season. She's a country singer. She's really young. She sang a duet with Alicia Keys.
Yes. It's MM is.
Yeah,
her
that's her for her Mary Merbender.
Marin something.
Who? What is it, Mary?
Marin. I can't remember her last name, but it's Marin.
She was great. She and Alicia Keys killed it.
It's not Williams, is it?
No, it's two M's. It's Marin something with an M. Her initials are MM. She was on SNL earlier this year. That was the only reason I knew who she was, because she was on SNL and she was really good on SNL. But she and Alicia Keys did this duet last night, and it rocked. Alicia Keys now has the most fantastic hair ever. Have you seen her hair now?
No.
She looks like Sideshow Bob. It's great.
Maren Morris.
Maren Morris. She's really good, man. She's really good. She's a kid, too. She's like in her 20s. But Alicia Keys, man, she's had big, poofy, awesome hair. She did. She looked like Sideshow Bob, man.
You let her know.
Yeah. I mean that as a compliment. I think Sideshow Bob is a hell of a good-looking person with some fantastic hair. But, yeah, I forgot how much I loved Alicia Keys. I haven't heard
from her in a while other than, you know, just out.
Isn't she on
one?
Is she,
She's on The Voice right
that's
now.
That's right. That's what it is, right? She's on The Voice. Yeah. Yeah, she's great. You know, I mean, I forgot. And they sounded really wonderful together. Like, that duet was really, I mean, their voices were suited. The song ruled. So that was one of the highlights, I thought. I'm trying to remember what are some of the other things that that were on the show. Oh, the guys who took their pants off. Did you see the guys who took their pants off?
Yes.
I thought that was great.
I thought they were annoying because one of them goes like, "Oh, if you have a dream that you will make it,
I thought
here,
that was
we can
nice.
All make it." I'm like, okay.
Who's
get
the
off
old?
Your
who's
stupid.
The old man now?
That's not old man. That's just like, okay, whatever.
It was a nice story.
Can do it. And I like how he's like, I invited him over to my rental home. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Your what?
Yeah.
Your rental home?
Yeah, he rented a house.
Mm-hmm. My rental home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, buddy.
Now, here's the deal.
Yeah,
it
so
was
we
a
can
sweet,
all fulfill our dreams.
It was a sweet story. Well, it's, you know, I thought it was nice. They were in their underwear. And I also thought Corden was hilarious when they came back from commercial and he had his pants off. I thought that was very funny. I thought James Corden did a great job. I thought the opening was hilarious. He took a nice spill down those stairs. Dan, you didn't see it, did you?
I did not see it.
They had a wacky opening where he was supposed to come up on a riser.
Mm-hmm.
There was steps set up at center stage, and he was supposed to come up, and it got stuck. Of course, it didn't. It was a joke. He fell through the hole. He climbed back up, and then he did a really nice roll down those stairs. I was like, nice physical comedy. I thought he hurt himself. I was like, that's
pretty
good.
He is a professional.
Yeah, but he did it. It was a good spill, man. Like, he went brrr, rolling down those stairs.
Maybe they got some, what do they call them?
You know, stuntman?
Yeah, they got a stuntman to train him just for this.
Well, I mean, the guy's Broadway, you know, he's been on Broadway many, many times, and I'm sure he's had to fall downstairs on shows before.
like, James, you know how to do this.
Yeah, you know how to fall downstairs. Yeah, there was a lot of that in John Wick, too.
Falling downstairs.
Common goes flying down a set of stairs in John Wick 2.
I just saw the first one.
Yeah, it's good.
I saw it on Friday. Like, I didn't even go to bed because V was like, we got to watch this right now. I'm like, all right.
Had you never had
no,
he,
I hadn't seen
had,
it.
He'd seen it, right?
He had, yeah.
Yeah. The sequel's even better. Did you like the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I liked it.
The sequel's even better. I'm telling you. It just kicked ass, and it was longer. Hey, you know what I was realizing? Katy Perry came out. She needs that left shark. That's the thing she needs on stage with her.
That song did not. It just was like milquetoast to me.
It was not good.
It was just milquetoast. Like, you're trying to do a statement. It's not, you need a catchy
well,
song.
I don't, I'm not really quite sure what the statement was.
Yeah, about speaking out or something. I don't know. Political.
It didn't whatever. Seem like that to me. It was just like, what?
Really? The big Constitution?
Yeah, well, I know I saw that, but I didn't, like that, did when not. That came out at the end, I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with her bouncing around with her breasts?
Around
what is it?
Fences and such.
Oh, please. She needed Left Shark. Left Shark is the key to Katy Perry's success. I'm telling you. All right, so Album of the Year went to Adele. Record of the Year went to Adele. Song of the Year went to Adele. Urban Contemporary Album went to Beyonce for the Lemonade. New Artist went to Chance the Rapper. Pop Vocal Album went to 25 by Adele. Best Rock Album went to Tell Me I'm Pretty by Cage the Elephant. How could they beat Weezer? I don't even. Do you know who Cage the Elephant is?
Yeah, they had a hit song some years back.
Okay. By the way, the guys who took their pants off—that's your favorite band. Those are the guys, 21 Pilots. Those guys. Those guys were funny, man.
If you believe it, your dreams can come true. Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, I think it's inspiring.
Uh huh.
Like a 12-year-old kid watching it going, I don't have pants on. I'm going to be a rock star.
Right.
Skin by Flume was the best dance electric album. Best rap performance was No Problem by Chance the Rapper featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. Best music film was The Beatles. Oh, that one? Okay. The Beatles 8 Days a Week touring years. And then the best alternative music album went to Black Star by David Bowie.
Did you see that commercial? The Carly Rae Jepsen? It was a Target commercial, and they did It Takes Two?
Yes.
I just saw what were they, like, coming soon? They were previewing the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And I then was getting so angry because I'm like, no, you can't redo that. And then B was like, they're not going to do that. They're just using it. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, they're gonna watch.
Yeah.
He messages me later like, you're right.
It was like
yeah.
I mean, and they did preview it.
That's not cool.
They did preview it, and they were all like, if I remember correctly, the fantastic choreography involved Target shopping carts.
Song does not need to be redone by anyone.
I would agree with you. I do like this, though. The TurboTax commercial with the Humpty Dumpty dude.
How do you not know there's a song about you, man? Come on. Everyone else knows and you don't? Been hanging on that wall too long.
Yeah. But I was thrilled. You know, see, Digital Underground got a check.
Yeah. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was like, come on, Humpty.
I actually thought that commercial was pretty funny. Like with all the people in the hospital just doing
everyone
Humpty.
Knows and he's like,
yeah.
I was not aware. It's
yeah. How about The Weeknd? I miss his bad haircut. I wish he still had the bad hair.
See, I saw that Daft Punk had capes on.
They were great.
They looked a little Darth Vader-esque.
Yeah.
Their capes.
And they were, I don't know what the set was supposed to be. I think the set was like ice.
No, I don't know.
Or something. I was like, what is this set? But you know what else I loved was first of all, The Time ruled. They were great. Jungle Love, Bird, outstanding. And then, you know, Bruno Mars just came out and killed it when he did Let's Go Crazy. But they cut, Dan, you're going to love this. They cut to the audience during the Times performance, mm-hmm. and everybody's doing the dance that Jerome and mm-hmm. the whole audience is like doing the dance that Jerome and Morris Day do. And you know who they cut to, Dan?
Who's that?
Paul Williams.
Dance. Yeah.
Paul Williams. Speaking of Daft Punk, Paul Williams. Paul Williams is this legendary songwriter whose popularity was really huge in the 70s. He hadn't been around for a really long time. Mm. Daft Punk liked them from the 70s. He wrote a million popular songs, Paul Williams, millions. And so Daft Punk, you know, they hired him. And when they won the Grammys a few years ago, that was the first time I'd seen Paul Williams in years. Like, he walks up on stage and I'm like, what the hell? And
what are you doing up there?
When he spoke for them because they don't talk. So this Paul Williams goes up there and I'm like, that's Paul Williams produced the Daft Punk record? Yeah. So, and they showed him dancing to The Time. I was like, look at Paul Williams. He's about 5 feet tall.
Aw.
He's a little dude. I interviewed him. He came to town, and I interviewed him. They made a documentary about him called Paul Williams Still Alive, because like he was he was everywhere in the 70s, and he had some, you know, he had some drug issues and divorces and all kinds of stuff. But he came. One of my mom's favorite people on earth is Paul Williams. Like, totally loved him. He had all his albums and everything. And so I brought my mom down to the studio, and he signed all of her albums and took pictures with her and stuff like that. So she was thrilled.
Well, that's nice.
And he's a very cool guy, very very cool. I thought it was great that Daft Punk did that. Like, there's this guy Paul Williams. Nobody knows who the hell he is now. You know, and they were like, "Yeah, come and produce the record," and he did, and he won some Grammys. It was cool. Let's see, what are some of the other things? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you have any thoughts on the Grammys from last night. Now, Mary, you did post on one of my threads there about Beyonce. Now, how much of it did you watch? I know you probably had to go to bed before it ended.
I made it till about 9:30.
Okay.
So I was so mad because I missed Bruno Mars. I mean, I saw his first thing.
But yeah.
Yeah. I loved the whole show. I mean, it was moving along. There weren't a lot of rappers performing, which was great for me. I understood the music, except Beyonce.
You missed. Evidently, you didn't see Chance the Rapper.
No, I did not see Chance the Rapper.
And Tribe Called Quest.
No. Who?
Tribe Called Quest.
Never heard of them.
They're a legendary rap group.
Okay. Well, missed that one.
So, okay.
Good.
One of the things that has been true of the Grammys now for many years is that it's not even really an award show. And they only hand out it's a handful of awards.
Probably eight awards were handed out the whole night.
It's all about the performances.
Which is what everybody wants to see.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I like it. Even though there's some performers I'm like, I don't know who this is or what's going
exactly.
on. But the sound glitches were bad though.
There were a lot of weird incidents in that whole thing.
The thing at the beginning of Adele couldn't hear the band, so she was off key, so she restarted the song.
I thought she restarted the song because she swore and she didn't want to swear again. That's honest to God. I thought that's what she said.
Well,
I thought that's what she said.
She was off key, and I don't think she could hear. She couldn't hear the orchestra.
What is wrong with her? Why does that happen to her all the time?
I don't know. The same thing happened to her, you know, at the same time. But she did the entire song the last time, and it wasn't good. So here she stopped. And in fact, one of the lyrics in the song that she was singing, this the Fast Love by George Michael, in the tribute to George Michael, the full word BS is actually the second lyric.
Oh.
So I don't know if she didn't say it the first time.
She said
useless, because it's the word is BS.
Right.
You know, but she said useless. But the second time when she restarted it, she said it.
Yeah, because it got beat.
Yeah.
She might as well.
I know. That's exactly what she was swearing because the sound was bad. And then James Hetfield from Metallica, his microphone was off for half of the song.
I saw that one, too.
The Tribe Called Quest, which you didn't see, they had to restart their song.
Wow. What time was it over?
10:40.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good thing I didn't make it.
Yeah, 10:40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway,
it moved along though, I thought.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was fine. It was good. I mean, there were a lot of really good performances, I thought. And I thought some of the winners, I like Adele and I'm glad she won. I like her. And I thought, I thought it was a little overboard at the end when she was you didn't see it. You didn't see either of you guys didn't see it. Did you see her acceptance speech at the end for Album of the Year?
I heard about it.
No. Oh, yeah. But she basically just all she did was go on and on about how great Beyonce was.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's pretty much all she did. She was crying and talking about how Beyonce deserves the award.
Oh, come on.
I really thought she was going to give it to her.
She looked like a pregnant Cleopatra last night. It was so annoying.
It was annoying. Yeah.
It was. I was like, come on. Okay, you're having a baby. I get it. We all know.
773 area code says, I think Justin Timberlake would have been more suited for the George Michael tribute. Yeah. I mean, I could see Justin Timberlake doing it. I don't know what people are ragging on the Adele tribute to George Michael. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was great. I mean, they didn't do like a medley. She just chose the one song. They changed the arrangement. They made it very Adele-ish.
I think that's what people wanted.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. I was fine with it because I don't think George Michael is that huge of a star.
Oh, don't.
Come on. I know you're a Thriller, but, he never did that much for me, and I was in that era and everything, and I just thought, whatever. You know, he was a little odd, but that was good enough for me.
Okay.
It was like,
well, you know, as a fan, as a super fan of George
you
Michael,
wanted more?
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was a beautiful tribute, and she did a beautiful job. And oddly, it's one of my very favorite George Michael songs. And she changed the arrangement up, but I thought it was great.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
G says, many boomer musicians released albums in 2016 and none were recognized. The Grammy committee is kowtowing to popular playlists. That doesn't mean they're good. It's mediocre at best.
And water is wet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of the case. It's kind of the case with award shows in general. That Sturgill Simpson guy is awesome. That guy is awesome. Did you see him? Did you see his performance?
I didn't, no.
That guy rules. Didn't win anything. Didn't have a chance. And James Corden made a joke about how nobody knew who he was at the beginning of the show. And I thought James Corden did a good job. I thought he was funny. I thought the opening bit where he fell and rolled down the stairs and then did the rap bank thing was funny. I thought it was amusing when they tried to do the car karaoke. I especially found it amusing when half of the people that were there didn't have probably never heard Sweet Caroline in their lives because they did not know the lyrics.
But that was bad. It's like, take over John Legend, and he goes, oh.
Yeah, John Legend, like, I don't know what the song is. Faith Hill, no idea.
And then Blue Ivy shows up again.
Yeah. All right. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. And here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. George Michael King. So anything to benefit, memorialize that guy.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, coming up next on the opening bell, how would you like to have a browser edition that helps you find the best coupons when you're shopping online? We're going to talk about one of them that also donates a little bit of the money to charity next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. All right, Esmeralda. Tomorrow, 2 for Tuesday, and I believe Jim Ryan is going to be on the show tomorrow, actually as a guest. So, and it's anti-Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. We're going to be sour.
Yep, all sad stories, all breakups, all sad songs. So there you go. So if you want to jump in on that, 312-981-7200, send your...
It'll be real fun.
Send your breakup texts. Yeah, I've only been doing it for 18 years now, every Valentine's Day. I hate it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Anti-Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day sucks. All right, the news is next.